This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Quran keeps emphasizing that this is the book of guidance. This is the book that has come to guide the human being. You know, unfortunately, the way, you know, teachings have been happening in Muslim society, it actually became more sectarian. Instead of getting guidance, people want to learn in those things which make them, you know, or support their belonging to a group. So people start learning Aqeedah. So like, you know, if you are Ashari, you learn Ashari Aqeedah. If you're Maturidi, Maturidi Aqeedah, or Salafi, Salafi Aqeedah. So it becomes very clear that you belong to this group, and these are the identity of the group. That's how people learn. Some people also, you know, learn certain practices, you know, in Sufism and this thing, that thing. So like, you know, Naqshbandi Sufi, they do these practices. You know, Maulvi Sufi, they do this thing. Chishti people do this practice. That's what people do. And they feel happy that they have done something. When you take those practices or those adherence of the words that people say that I'm this Aqeedah, take them and then read the book of the guidance, you'll be shocked that none of them exist in this book. So what people, those practices which people teach to show that you are pious, none of them exist here. You know, the Aqeedah or the belong that people keep emphasizing, none of them are in this book. So people have been learning very wrong way. That why become sectarian. That why Islam actually does not make a difference in our life. It's still the same thing. Nothing happens. People who received this book before us, the companions, it changed them. Not only them, it changed everybody around them. And wherever they went, it changed the people. It changed their heart, their mind, you know, their words, their practice, everything. They became new people, unimaginable. And that, inshallah, I'll explain a little bit more. So keep in mind that the words don't create any reality on the face of the earth. Words don't make anything. Human words don't make anything. Nothing. Nothing happens. Similarly, human practices on their own don't create any reality. All the reality actually comes from somewhere else. Then words and practice, they support them. They help them. If it's coming from the right source. Right thing is the mind. Every thing should come from the mind. Mind should be the source of every single thing. So, you know, you get a right knowledge, mind analyzes it. Mind understands what is sound knowledge, what is not sound. Then after that, the information is passed to the heart. And then the heart accepts it. If the heart accepts it, then heart will surrender to it and pass that information to all the body, to the tongue, to the body, you know, to say it and to act upon it. Then the reality comes in the world. That's how the reality comes. The source should be the mind first, then the heart, and then after that, speaking word or it should be the action. If mind did not take a reality, does not understand it, and heart does not surrender to it, then whatever you speak and whatever you do does not have any value, does not make any difference. That's why Quran never teaches this thing, to speak, utter with the tongue, or to do with the body. Quranic teaching all the time is to the mind. Quran always addresses to the human mind. Because when the human mind is developed, you know, trained properly, then it creates a right will in the heart, if the heart is sound. So that's why Quran actually emphasizes on both things, right understanding and purity of the heart, purity of the mind and purity of the mind. Because if these two things are proper, then the right will come. And when right will comes, then after that, right actions come, right words come. Without right will, any action, any words, they are no more than a culture, nothing else. And cultures don't make any difference in the world, nothing. Everybody has got their own culture, don't make any difference. Quranic teaching, absolutely different. So this thing, understand, when you want to take guidance, come to the Quran, nothing else. There's no guidance anywhere else, it is Quran. And no book is so good that, you know, you suffice with it. You know, it could be possible that Muslims actually wrote many books in the fiqh and aqeedah, and now you think, oh, now I don't need a Quran. No. It's still, you know, then no book can be substituted to Quran. Never. But unfortunately, people did this. They think now it is fine. If you want to learn aqeedah, go to this book. you want to learn, Ibadah, go to this book. The Quran only remains for the people. They read, and for every letter, they get 10 rewards. They never come to the Quran to take guidance. No book can take the place of the Quran. No book. Human works never can take the place of the Quran. And when people do this thing, they keep doing mistake. That way the era comes, problem comes, sectarianism comes, people are divided, people never come to their Lord, piety is not there. They speak about piety, but piety is not there. Because the book of the piety is this book, nothing else. This is what makes people pious. This is what makes people nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. If people want to be nearer to Allah, this is the book. If people want to be pious, this is the book. There's no book equal to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, no book can make you, mustaghni, or means need less to this book. You need this book all the time. You need it so much really, even if you don't read once every day, you will have problem. You need to keep coming to this book all the time. It is more important than the news that you keep watching. Actually, many of the news, if you don't know them for a whole year or 2 years, nothing will happen to you. But what this book is teaching you, if you will miss it for a while, it will harm you. This book actually opens the eye, makes everything proper. People basically have got, think really is that, you think that you know. This book removes the curtain and makes clear you don't know. You are just ignorant, not knowing. And you're happy that I know. Everybody, even the ulama, scars, if people are happy that they know, when they read this book as it is, it removes all the curtains from the reality. You have been, like one of the Persian poets says, Barafkan pardata malum gardad ki yara digare ra mi parastad. He says to his beloved that you are in the veil, niqab, So you think that people worship you. They don't know you. They're seeing you from behind the niqab. That's all. Lift your niqab, lift your veil. You will know that all your lovers used to worship someone else, not you. They did not know you. Because of the niqab, they think you are something they imagine. But once you lift the niqab, you will realize they don't worship you. That's how really all the realities in the world, they have got niqab. Big, big curtains. Before removing the curtains, what you really know is the curtain. You know the veil. You don't know the reality. People have no idea of reality. Like last week I mentioned, in the tafsir class, that, if it is fog, then you don't see things. If you're driving the car in the fog, you see how difficult it is because you don't see things as they are. Fogs are a barrier between you and between reality. Similarly, people have got intellectual fog. There's a fog in the mind. It stops people from seeing the things as they are. The first thing every prophet do, they sit together, they make effort to remove all the curtains. Ibrahim alayhi salam and his people, they all fog. They worship this idol, that idol, this thing, that thing. It all actually curtains in the mind. He removes all the curtains from his mind so he can see things so clearly. And then he's able to show other people. Same Prophet Muhammad was born and grown up in a society where people are so different. Then first thing he does, he removes all the curtains from his own mind. And he can see the realities so clearly. Then I don't understand why people don't understand. He thinks that I want to teach them, I want to guide them, I'm not their enemy. But people don't understand. This all the time. Actually, you will see, like when you grow up, you understand something, and you teach your child, and they don't understand. You think, I'm so clear, I'm so sincere. Why they can't see? Because they have got the curtain. Curtain of the tradition, culture, desire, taste, so many things that people have got. Sometimes people love certain food. You keep advising, this is not healthy. Why people don't listen to you? Not because what you say is not right, because they have got curtain. Desire has a very strong curtain. It does not let them to understand what you're saying. So this is what happened. So this book really is a very important, strong book to teach you reality. And the reality should be known to the mind first. Anything which your mind does not learn, it never can guide you. There's no guidance. First thing you need to understand it. That's why Quran keeps saying, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَفْقَهُونَ تَذَكَّرُونَ. That's why Quran keeps explaining. Allah said, He explains to you. Quran says, بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. Quran has been revealed in a clear Arabic language. What people learn, only one thing. Quran is Arabic. All the time people say, sacred book, Arabic. If you read in prayer in any other language, your prayer is not valid. It's not just Quran only say Arabic. It's a clear Arabic language. Meaning is you need to know the points it's making. Not just Arabic. Just you read in the plain Arabic language, that's enough. It says bilisanin arabiyyin mubeen, in an Arabic language which makes every point clear, does not leave any ambiguity. The second attribute of the Quran, you don't take in mind. You only take it in Arabic, that's all. And the purpose was not to reveal any language. Tell me what difference it makes really, if you don't understand, whether Quran in Arabic or Sanskrit or any language, if there's no point to understand. What is the beauty of the Quran to be in Arabic? The only reason is because it is so clear. The people who got this book, it is their language Arabic, and it is clear Arabic language, they understand it. But if you don't think Ibana or making clear is important, nothing good in this book really. Any book could be the same thing. So this is always understand really. First thing is the reality should come to your mind first. Then after that you analyze, you understand. Once it makes sense to you, then after that pass on to the heart. Then heart has to understand it, surrender to it. Then after the heart will command to every part of the body, now you need to follow this reality. I content. This is what should be done. That how Allah wants you. He does not want you, the reality should be expressed on your tongue or acted upon by your body. No. First mind, then the heart, then everywhere else. That how He made the body. You know, I gave example, this example many times because it makes things clear. If I'm putting my hand here, see what happens. This hand, you want me to remove it. Tell me, if you said to the hand, remove, is going to move? No. If my father comes and says to the hand, move, is going to move? No. If prophet comes and says to the hand, move, is going to move? No. It never moves. If I say move, it's not going to move. You see, this is how the words are. My words don't make the hand move. Allah's words don't make the hand move. Allah says move, it's not going to move. Anybody says move, it's not going to move. How it's going to move? When Allah commands me that make your hand move, and the command comes to my mind, and I understand the command, and I accept it. It's a command from Allah. Then I pass the command to my heart. This is the command I got from Allah. He's the most powerful. I must obey Him. So heart, then heart accepts. He creates a will. Then I move the hand. Then the will, that's how it happened. This is how He made the body. He never commands hand directly. He always commands mind. Mind passed to the heart. And then the command comes, the will comes from the heart. He commands everybody to get up in the prayer in Fajr. Do we get up? Allah's words are for everybody. That get up for the Fajr prayer. Do we get up? Why not? Because there's no will. So the command comes to the mind. Mind does not want to understand. Or mind understand. Pass to the heart. Heart does not have will. That way nobody listens. Does Allah command people to do kufr? No. But still people are kafir. Why? Because they did not have this process. Thinking, mind, then the heart, then heart wills. Will is very important. That's why Quran keeps saying mashiyah, will, irada. Very, very important really. You know, in this world, people say that the difference between a successful people and unsuccessful people is not much actually physical strength. It is the will. You know, good students and bad students, actually the difference is the will. People who make will know, I must understand, I must pass the exam. They make will, and then when will comes, then will commands every part of the body to work for that. And they do it. If you don't form the will, you know, just your child, he does not want to learn. And you don't make effort to create will. But you hit him, you know, read, I am going to hit you. So he reads because you force him, does not understand anything. And once your fear is gone, nothing will happen. Similarly, many, many countries, they make laws, you know, force people to follow something. It does not make them more civilized. You become happy that everybody follows the law. They following law because they are forced to do this. Once the fear goes, they are either uncivilized as anybody else. They did not change. Quran does not want to force changes. No. Quran wants the change to come from inside you, from your own will. Is it clear to everybody? So this book guidance means this book really creates a will in you, so that makes you to follow the guidance. So first, what Quran does? Quran makes the guidance clear to the mind. Once mind satisfied, then mind passes on the information to the heart. If heart is pure and sound, then heart creates will and commands body and the mouth, everything to do it properly. That's how it happens. People want to do differently. People never want really to teach. Prophets have never taught people. You know, did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam command first day that don't drink wine? Did he command the women to cover their head? Did he command any time in the beginning? Nothing. First, he did something else. He make people, you know, to think, understand. You know, things go to their heart. Then after that, he commands anything. So this one thing you keep in mind, that this book is different from the rest of the books. Because Allah is the creator, he knows a human being. So he knows how people do things. So what he does, first thing he does, he explains everything to your mind. Once mind satisfied, then mind will pass on the information to the heart. If heart is sound, then heart creates will. And when that will comes, then rest of the body listen. And when they listen and they obey, they work more, they become more and more pious. That's what happens. Without the will, whatever you do, force people, nothing will happen. That's why Quran said, لا إكراه في الدين. In the matter of the obedience to Allah, there's no إكراه. There's no compulsion. Allah is not going to force you. Obedience of Allah should come willingly. It should come from your will, not by force. Don't force people. Explain to the people. They should learn from their own mind. Explain to the people properly. When the people learn and they then do, it gets strength. When people do because you force them, they do unwillingly. It's never good. But when people do because they want to do, they will, it's different. You know, you create love in the heart. Like the companions, they actually want to do. They want to love their work. That's why they do more. So sometimes the prophets have to stop them. No, little is enough for you if you continue. In our time, nobody wants to do anything. Reason is because there's no will. Will is not there. So this is one thing, keep in mind that this book really how it works. It's not like any other book. That's why people who teach this book, their emphasis not should be that, you wear this cloth, or that cloth, and topi, kurta, pajama. No. Their emphasis should be the mind. That's what the prophets do, and that's what this book does. All the time, change the mind, not change really, improve the mind of people. Make the realities go inside the mind. Mind get understanding of the realities properly. That will change everything. When people learn this thing, then it will change. Then you don't need to say anything. Some people, if you make a spying camera in your house to your children behave properly, nothing will happen. They don't become civilized. No. You just really create a right understanding of the mind. That's all. Then you said to your child, be good, be nice. Most time, even he's not going to ask you what means to be good. Because the mind knows what means good. Heart knows what means good. He just need to have will to be good, and he will find out what means good. Sometimes look confusion, and we learn from the experience. But when he does not want to know, does not understand, every time he'll keep asking, oh, my father, I want to listen to you, but tell me what I do. I have two choices, which one to choose. Why he was? Because he does not want to understand it. He just wants to make you happy. That's all. So people like that, they never can be good. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not teach so many details. Books of the fiqh, they teach every detail. They create more detail. Oh, if this happened, that happened. Why? Because nobody has will to understand it. Nobody wants to do anything. You force them to do this way, that way, this way. Allah's way is no. Create the will. Then people will know what to do. They will make effort, they will find out what to do. Their nature, their everything will explain to them what to do. You don't need to explain so many details about, if you look at the book of the prayer in the book of in the fiqh and prayer in the Quran, most details are not here. Why? Because those details are unimportant. Those details easily can be understood if you follow this. You work out really yourself how to do this thing. Many details of the morality, unnecessary to know. Once you know what Quran says, your mind will work out what to do, how to behave. You don't need to know the details. But when you don't have this, then 20, 30, 40 values, nothing. They don't benefit you. Actually, you follow all of them, nothing happens. Is it clear to everybody? So first thing, understand, there's no book for the guidance except this book. And the way this book teaches is different from any book. Because Allah is the creator of the human being. He knows how people do things. So how people do, the information must be processed by the mind. People take knowledge from the faculty, from the seeing, from hearing, that the Quran says, you know, tubsayun, or, you know, tasma'un. So hearing and seeing, they are the two major sources of the knowledge. And other sources, five senses. Then the information go to the mind. What the mind does, mind process the information properly, which I explained so many times how it does. Then after that, once mind satisfied, passes on the information to the heart. If heart is pure and clean, then understand it, surrender to it, and then creates a will and command every part of the body to follow that. When needs to speak, they speak, and when need to act, they act. Whatever need is there, heart commands them, do it, and then they do it. Then I move my hand. Then heart says, no, move the hand, then I do this willingly. Otherwise, no single part of the body has been commanded to take the information from any other way. Every part of the body only takes command from my own will, not from anywhere else. That's what it is. And when you force unwillingly, it never right. Never. Its strength comes when you understand. When you understand and do, every action becomes stronger. Anything, even believe anything, whatever. When you understand something, then do it, it becomes stronger. When you don't understand and then do, it is just stupid. Nothing, no power there really. It does not make any change in the world. That's why, you know, people who are clever, wise, thinkers, they always better. A small number of them are actually much, much better than millions of other people. And that's why the Quran says, "Kam min fi'atin qalilatin ghalabat fi'atan kathiratan." A small number of the people, how many times happen, they always win against a huge number of the people. A huge number of the people don't have mind, don't think. A small number who think, they can make changes. You know, it's not important that Muslims have such a huge population. What Muslims need really is a small number of the people who can think. One person can bring change in the world, one thinker. Because that mind is so powerful, you cannot imagine really. You bring in all these wrestlers, 1 million wrestlers, and one wise person. This one wise person will win against 1 million wrestlers. That's how Allah has made the mind. Mind is a very, very powerful thing. There's nothing more noble in human being than the mind. Most noble thing that Allah has given the human being is the mind. Nothing is equal to that. So that how Quran wants to respect that, you know, and come through that. So this is one thing I wanted to make clear.